As Hashem continue with the Shari Tshuva, Shari Aleph, Ois Yud Ches, Shin number 30, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Mishpatim, Shlomo HaMelech, Rabbi Yoina tells us now by Shlomo HaMelech, we'll have a discussion about Tshuva from the Melech Shlomo the Chacham Mikol Adam, specifically about this same topic, about worrying about the effects of a sin. This is what we're going to be focusing on from different psukim from Mishlei, about the importance of worrying about the effects of doing Avera. And we begin Pasach Pesach Dvarav V'Amar. We begin on the subject of Tshuva in Mishlei Perek Chav Ches Koyach Pasuk Yud Beis. The Pasuk says Ba'alois Tzadikim Rabba Tiferes, when the righteous are exalted, Ba'alois Tzadikim Rabba Tiferes, of a kumar shoyim, then there's tremendous splendor, then there's honor. When the righteous are in charge, when the righteous are have authority and power, then there's tiferes, then there's splendor, there's glory. Of a kumar shoyim, however, unfortunately, when the rishoyim, when the wicked rise, yichupas adam, victims are sought out. As we'll see, Rabbi Yoina will tell us that what do tzaddikim do? What do tzaddikim talk about? They praise people. They look at the positive of individuals. They look at the good. That's by tzaddikim. They mechazik, they strengthen others. By rishoyim, they look to nakt, negative. Everything is always something bad about someone else. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal will discourage people who want to have a gift of peace of mind from listening to the radio and the news on a regular basis to know what's going on everywhere, that you don't need to know what's going on. If you think, what are the topics that they discuss? The topics they discuss is whenever someone becomes famous, someone becomes gets position of power, they try to find the faults. That's what all the news is about. Once in a while, you find something, they say something positive about someone else. But generally speaking, it's the negative. It's the focus on the negative. It's to find somebody who looks like he's doing so well, and really he's not so happy, or really he's a criminal, and he's doing this wrong and that wrong. Many times it's true. But that's what it's all about. That's what the news is all about. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Ba'alois tzadikim rabba tiferes, when the righteous are exalted, when the righteous are in power, then it's tiferes. Then they look at people in a positive light. Of a kum rishoyim, however, when rishoyim, they're in power, yichupas adam, they look after people to knock them down. Perush, says the Rabbeinu Yoina, HaTzadikim Mefarim Mechabdim B'nei Adam Al Kol Mailo Toiva Anim Seiz Bahem. Tzadikim glorify, they praise the behavior of people as much as they can. V'harishoyim Mechabsim Mumei B'nei Adam Ushki Yoisom L'Hashpilom. But the Rishoyim, they look for all the schmutz and the dirt and to publicize it as much as possible about a different people. And even if, says Rabbeinu Yoina, they might have abandoned their bad, evil ways, and they did a proper tshuva to some degree. Afterwards, says Shlomo HaMelech, Michasip Shov Lo Yetzliach. One who conceals his averus, one who hides his sins, lo yetzliach, he will not be successful. Mechasip shav lo yetzliach, umayde v'oizev yeruchem. But the one who admits, the one who confesses, and he is oizev the chait, aziv is a chait, he stops doing the avera, says Shlomo HaMelech, yeruchem, Hashem will have mercy on this person. Perush, what does this mean? there's a general principle. Person does an aveira between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person, Rachman Latzlan, he did an aveira between him and Hashem. He should not publicize it. He should not publicize it. It's awesome to publicize it. There are some exceptions, as we'll see, but generally speaking, it's awesome to publicize it. Because when a person publicizes the aveira he did between him and Hashem, it cheapens the chashivas. It cheapens the value of the mitzvah. Oh, he did the wrong thing. Okay, he did it. He's a pretty good person. So I can do the wrong thing also. That's what happens. That's the Yetzirah that gets into people's mind. The Rambam elaborates this in Hilchos Teshuva. So what is he referring to over here? What does it mean in the Pasuk says, Mechasip Shav lo yetzliach maida v'ayzev yiruchem, one who covers up his aveiros, he will not be successful. Are we saying you should publicize or not publicize? What he's telling us is a person has to be misvadi, has to confess for these averas. In order to succeed in attaining a proper kapara, a proper atonement. As it says by David HaMelech in Tehillim, Chatosi oidiacho v'avoynu loichisisi. Chatosi oidiacho, my transgressions, my averas, oidiacho, I make known to who? To you, Hashem. So we're supposed to publicize, meaning to Hashem, by doing confession, vidui, asking Hashem for mechila, for forgiveness. I'm not hiding from Hashem, because when I'm saying, I'm doing tshuva, I'm expressing my charata, my vidui, my azivas achet. I'm not hiding it. The Navi Yirmiya tells us, Hinni Nishbat Oisach, says Hashem, I'm entering into judgment with you. Al Omreich Loichatasi. Because the person says he has not sinned. So here's, let's understand what's going on. A person is not supposed to publicize aveiros bein adam l'makom between man and Hashem because he cheapens the chashivas of the mitzvah. We gave examples in the past when a person sees a double yellow line, and that means you do not cross around and make a U-turn on that. And if he sees someone doing that and he gets away with it, and starts to enter your mind? Well, he did it, maybe I can do it also. And you see someone else do it, it breaks the rules. Then there is no rule book anymore. But between man and Hashem, a person has to confess his aveiros between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he doesn't, hineni nishpat oisach al amreich lo yachatos, then Hashem is going to come after this person. You say you didn't do anything wrong? I'm going to take you to task. I'm going to judge you now. I'm going to bring you to mishpat. This week's parasha, parashas mishpatim. I'm going to bring you to mishpat. So we see that a person has to be thinking of his aveiros that he did. He has to make sure he takes the step to Hashem to do tshuva. We're holding by Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. One of the greatest simchas a person can have is a kirvas elokim, is a closeness to Hashem. How does a person have a closeness to Hashem? By doing tshuva, have a wonderful Shabbos, a good Chodesh to everyone.